again on Sundays. In the name of Allah, the All-Merciful, the All-Compassionate. In the name of Allah, from whom I hope for nothing but bounty, and from whom I fear nothing but justice. I rely only upon His word, and I cling only to His cord. In Thee I seek sanctuary, O possessor of pardon and good pleasure. From wrong and enmity, and from the changes of time, and the recurrence of sorrows, and from the striking of mishaps, and from the expiration of my term before preparation and readiness. From Thee I seek guidance to that wherein is righteousness and being set right. From Thee I seek help in that which is linked to success and favorable response. Thee I beseech for the garment of well-being and its completion, and for the covering of health and its permanence. I seek refuge in Thee, my Lord, from the goadings of the Satans, and I seek protection in Thy sovereignty from the injustice of the sovereigns. So accept my past prayers and fasting, and make my tomorrow and what is after better than my present hour and my today. And exalt me in my clan and my people, and protect me in my waking and my sleeping. For Thou art Allah, the best guardian, and Thou art the most merciful of the merciful. O Allah, I am quit before Thee on this day of mine and on all Sundays that follow it, of associating others with Thee and of heresy. And I devote my supplication sincerely to Thee, addressing myself to Thy response. And I observe the acts of obedience to You for the hope of Your rewards. So, bless Muhammad, the best of Thy creation, the summoner to Thy truth. Exalt me with Thy exaltation, which is never made to suffer loss. And protect me with Thy eye, which never sleeps. And seal my affair by cutting me off from everything but Thee and my life with forgiveness. Surely, Thou art the All-Forgiving, the All-Compassionate.
Today's special.
Assalamu alaikum.
It's special for you. We present to you today. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, in the name of Allah, the Most Compassionate, the Most Merciful. Dear brothers and sisters, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, Salam alaikum and welcome to this episode of today's special. We're going to speak about Lady Fatima. But first, we'll look at the calendar. Today, Saturday, is the 29th of Jamadi al-Awwal, 1444 of the Islamic Lunar Hijri calendar, corresponding to the 3rd of the month of Day, 1401 of the Islamic Solar Hijri calendar, and the 24th of December, 2022 of the Christian Gregorian calendar. It's a good time to listen to Chapter Al-Kawthar from the Holy Quran.
A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim.
In the name of Allah, the entirely merciful, the especially merciful.
Inna a'tainakal kawthar.
Indeed, we have granted you, O Muhammad, Al-Kawthar.
فَصَلِّ لِرَبِّكَ وَانْحَرْ.
So pray to your Lord and sacrifice to Him alone.
إِنَّ شَانِئَكَ هُوَ الْأَبْتَرْ.
Indeed, your enemy is the one cut off.
لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهُ لَا إِلَهَ.
Bless your day with contemplation on the verses of the Holy Quran.
It was said that Kawthar has a vast, inclusive meaning, which is goodness in abundance, and the examples are many. A large number of scholars believe that one of the most clear examples of that word is the auspicious existence of Lady Fatima Zahra, because the occasion of the revelation of the verse says that they accused the Holy Prophet of Islam, peace be upon him, and his pure progeny of being without offspring. But the Quran says, "Surely, O Muhammad, we have given you abundance of good." Al-Kawthar. This abundance of good is Lady Fatima alayha salam, of whom the descendants of the Prophet increased and thousands of them scattered in the world preaching his religion.
Allahumma salli ala Fatimata wa
Dear brothers and sisters, this episode of today's special from IRIB English Radio is about Lady Fatima alayha salam. Fatima, the daughter of the Prophet since her early childhood, lived with the great Islamic revolution which her father, the master of the creation, had led, and it made a destructive quake in the society of Medina. This great revolution aimed at destroying the Prophet's beliefs that were based on idolatry and polytheism. They worshipped idols away from their creator. They offered sacrifices for their lifeless idols and beseeched them to satisfy their needs. Lady Fatima Zahra, peace be upon her, was different from all women in her high qualities and noble characteristics that took her to the highest rank of virtue and perfection. She was an example of her father's morals and mentality. She resembled him in his deep faith in Allah, asceticism, and refraining from pleasures of this life.
Today we are going to talk about the importance of Fatimiyya. Fatimiyya are the days that usually the founders of the school of Ahlul Bayt alayhim as-salam mourn or establish the majalis of Aza for the Lady Fatima salamullah alayha. There are two different periods of time, but usually the followers of the school of Ahlul Bayt alayhim as-salam have such kinds of majalis and assemblies that they try to talk about the excellences of this great lady of Islam, Fatima Salamullah Aliha, daughter of the Holy Prophet and the wife of Imam Ali alayhi salam. The reason that there are two different times for the establishment of the Aza and mourning ceremonies is that there are two narrations for the date of her martyrdom. That is, one is saying, one claims that she passed away 75 days after the demise of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and the others, and the other series of narrations actually emphasize on 95 days after the demise of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Either one can be true, but usually Shia scholars believe that the second version, the second claim, is more close to reality, since there are different narrations of history. But what is important to know is that Fatimiyya, these days of Aza, or majalis, or assemblies of Aza and mourning for the Lady Fatima Salamullah Aliha, have been the main component of the identity of Shiaism, in both terms of beliefs and in terms of rituals. And if this issue is going to be removed from the encyclopedia of Shiaism, the followers of the school of Ahl Bayt will undergo a great loss.
Reflecting on different Islamic topics, short commentary of the Holy Quran, hadiths of the infallibles, lessons from the life of the infallibles, all in today's special from IRIB English Radio. Let's listen a little more about Fatima's characteristics. Charity to the poor. Lady Fatima, peace be upon her, was charitable and too kind to the poor and the deprived. She, her husband, and her two sons were meant by these Quranic verses, chapter 76, verses 8 to 9. And they give food out of love for him to the poor, the orphan, and the captive. We only feed you for Allah's sake. We desire from you neither reward nor thanks. Fatima, peace be upon her, mild wheat for her poor neighbors who were unable to do that. She carried water to her weak neighbors who could not get water. On the night of her wedding, Fatima had a new dress on. When she knew that a young woman from the Ansar could not find a dress to put on, she took off her wedding dress and gave it to that young woman. Fatima turned away from every material pleasures and preferred the satisfaction of Allah to everything. Ya Fatima al-Zahra, ya bint Muhammad, ya qurrata. This is today's special from IRIB English Radio. And we're going to hear a little about Fatima, the axis of creation. Numerous prophetic traditions state that the Messenger of Allah is the final cause of the creation. The Almighty Allah in a holy hadith says, had it not been because of you, I would have not created the creation. This is a well-established principle in Islamic philosophy and mysticism, since the Messenger of Allah is the most perfect creation of Allah, and the creation is aimed at the peak of its perfection. It is due to this fact that Fatima is the axis of creation, for without her, the generation of the most perfect human, as the Messenger of Allah, would cease to continue. Similarly, spiritually, the existence of Fatima was the cause of the continuation of Islam until the Day of Judgment.
Comes to Imam al-Baqir in Medina. He's one of the Shias of the Imam. He says, Ya ibn Rasulillah, O grandson of the Prophet, tell us a hadith about the greatness of your grandmother Fatima. Tell me something about the virtue and the merit of your grandmother that if I share it with other Shias, it will make them happy. Imam al-Baqir, he says, on the Day of Judgment, when Fatima al-Zahra is escorted to paradise, she will stand at the gate of Jannah, at the gate of paradise. Taltafitu. She will stop. She's being escorted to go into Jannah. She will stop and she will look behind her. She will look back. Fayaqulu Allah. Allah will say to her, Ya bint Habibi. Oh, the daughter of my beloved, meaning the daughter of the Prophet. Rasulullah is Habibullah. Maltifatuki wa qad amartu biki ila al-jannah. Why did you look back? Why did you stop when I have admitted you into my paradise? Fataqul ya Rabbi ahbabtu an yu'rafa qadri fi mithli hadha al-yawm. Oh Allah, I wanted people to know my right and my position on this day. She says, I wanted my worth, my right, my position to be known on this day. Allah will say to her, فَيَقُولُ اللَّهُ اِرْجِعِي فَانْظُرِ مَنْ كَانَ فِي قَلْبِهِ حُبٌّ لَكِ أَوْ لِأَحَدٍ مِّن ذُرِّيَّتِكِ خُذِي بِيَدِهِ فَادْخُلِيهِ الْجَنَّةِ. Go back among the people and find anyone who loves you or loves any of your progeny and take them with you into Jannah. Imam al-Baqir, he says, فَوَاللَّهِ, I swear by God, إِنَّهَا ذَلِكَ الْيَوْمِ لَتَلْتَقِطُ شِيعَتَهَا وَمُحِبِّيهَا كَمَا يَلْتَقِطُ الطَّيْرُ الْحَبَّ الْجَيِّدُ مِنَ الْحَبِّ الرَّدِيِّ. Imam al-Baqir, he says, I swear by God, she will go back among these trillions of people and she will handpick the lovers, her lovers and the lovers of the Imams of Ahlul Bayt, and she will pick them out in the same way a bird picks out the good seeds from the bad seeds. We ask Allah Azza wa Jal to inspire our hearts with the love of Fatima alayhi salam.
Dear brothers and sisters, it seems that our time is over. What you've just listened was the episode of today's special about Lady Fatima, peace be upon her. Thank you very much for joining us, and may Allah bless all of you. Have a nice time.
Allahumma salli ala Fatima wa abiha. اللهم صل على فاطمة وأبيها وبعلها وبنيها
في عدد ما أحاط به علمك. اللهم صل على فاطمة وأبيها وبعلها وبنيها بعدد ما أحاط به علمك.
Food for thought.
Hello everyone, and greetings to our Christian listeners on the eve of Christmas. Wish the West regards at the birthday anniversary of Prophet Jesus, peace be upon him, whom Islam considers as one of the five greatest messengers of God. Here we present you a prophecy about the advent of the last prophet by the virgin-born Messiah, as mentioned in the Gospel of St. Barnabas, one of the closest disciples of Jesus, which surprisingly has been removed from the present edition of the New Testament. Know, O Barnabas, that for this I must have great persecution, and shall be sold by one of my disciples, that is Judas Iscariot, for 30 pieces of money. Whereupon I am sure that he who shall sell me shall be slain in my name, for that God shall take me up from the earth and shall change the appearance of the traitor, so that everyone shall believe him to be me. Nevertheless, when he dies an evil death, I shall abide in that dishonor for a long time in the world. But when Muhammad shall come, the holy messenger of God, that infamy shall be taken away, and this shall God do because I have confessed the truth of the Messiah, who shall give me this reward, that I shall be known to be alive, to be a stranger to that death of infamy.
Fruitful Moments with IRIB English Radio.
Log on to our website, www.parstoday.com/en.
Send me your peace, or I am lost for sure.
Hadith of the day.
Here I am, yearning for your cure. This humble servant will be diverted from you no more, no more, no more.
You're listening to the program Hadith of the Day with Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha on IRIB English Radio.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Welcome to our program, Hadith of the Day, here at IRIB English Radio. Today on Hadith of the Day, we are going to be looking at a very noble and beautiful hadith which has been transmitted from the Holy Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. This hadith is very special because it is a part of the very famous hadith of the Mi'raj, you know, the story where the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he ascended towards heaven. And all of the events that transpired when he, you know, when he ascended there. It is also very special in the sense that this is actually a hadith Qudsi, or a sacred hadith. As you know, sacred hadith or a hadith Qudsis, these are traditions and hadith which are actually the words of God Himself, narrated by the Prophet or, you know, one of the A'imma alayhimus salam. But the difference between them and revelation proper, like the Quran, is that, you know, these are not actually a part of revelation, right? Now, exactly why they are not part of revelation in the Quran, even though they are the words of God. This is something that, you know, we don't have time to touch upon. It just should be discussed in elaborate and scholarly discussions of the sciences of the Quran. Nevertheless, in this tradition, the Holy Prophet, he narrates from God, again, the characteristics of good people. It has been narrated in the tradition recounting the Prophet's ascension to heaven, Al-Mi'raj, that Allah addressed the Prophet, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, saying, "O Ahmad, verily, the good people and the people worthy of a good hereafter have gentle countenances and much modesty. They possess little foolishness. They are of much benefit and they are seldom deceptive. People are at ease when with them, whereas their souls are exhausted on account of them. Their words are balanced. They take account of their souls and exhaust them through making them perform good. Their eyes sleep, but their hearts do not. Their eyes weep, and their hearts are remembering. When people are recorded as being neglectful, they are recorded amongst the remembering ones. Nothing preoccupies them from Allah for a split second. They do not desire much food, neither wish to speak much, nor have many clothes. According to them, people are dead, and Allah is the living, the all-sustainer." What a beautiful hadith this is, in which God Almighty recounts for the Holy Prophet the characteristics of good people, Ahlul Khair. You know, and some of the most glaring characteristics of these people are their wisdom and their love of God and their remembrance of God Almighty, their silence, and obviously their balance and, you know, equity. Thank you for joining us here on Hadith of the Day. We were looking at the qualities and characteristics of good people in the words of the Holy Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wa sallam. Until next time, wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha for the program Hadith of the Day on RIB English Radio.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد.
اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد.
اقرأ بسم ربك الذي خلق.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها المزمل قم الليل إلا قليلا نصفه
أو انقص منه قليلا أو زد عليه ورتل القرآن ترتيلا.
فدعوتك ربي بقرآنك جنبني حراني.
Let's recite the Quran.
ناجيتك أرجو غفرانك يا من ينجينا إحسان. ودعوتك ربي بقرآنك.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله على محمد وآله الطاهرين.
اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد وعجل فرجه.
السلام عليكم respected brothers and sisters, dear listeners, welcome to Let's Recite the Quran Kareem, a series of Quranic sessions held by IRIB English Radio in cooperation with Sevier International Schools Network. And here are some of the students of Sevier International Schools, Brother Fawad Haider, Brother Hussein Ruhullah and Hassan Nasrullah, and Brother Ali Nasir. Assalamu alaikum jami'an wa rahmatullah and welcome.
Wa alaikum assalam.
Fine, everyone?
Yes.
That's great. Welcome. Let's recommend our brothers and sisters who are listening to us right now to stay with us till the end of this Quranic session, inshallah. So today, inshallah, we'll be working on Ayah 81 and also Ayah 82 of Surah Al-Baqarah. So make sure, inshallah, brothers and sisters who are listening to us, please get your Qurans, okay, open. Turn to Surah Al-Baqarah verses 81 and 82. So before we go, let's listen to these two verses. Alright, nice recitation, alhamdulillah. Now we will be, inshallah, having a nice recitation, okay? Make sure you listen and repeat after me. Ready?
Yes.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
بلى من كسب سيئة وأحاطت به خطيئته فأولئك أصحاب النار.
بلى من كسب سيئة وأحاطت به خطيئته فأولئك أصحاب النار
هم فيها خالدون.
هم فيها خالدون.
أحسن. Next ayah, ayah 82. والذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات أولئك أصحاب الجنة.
والذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات أولئك أصحاب الجنة.
هم فيها خالدون
هم فيها خالدون
أحسنتم ما شاء الله بلى من كسب سيئة وأحاطت به خطيئته فأولئك أصحاب النار هم فيها خالدون Allah Almighty says Certainly whoever commits wrong things or sins, okay, misdeeds, and is besieged by his iniquity, such shall be the inmates of the fire, and they shall remain in it forever. All right? So, in this ayah, Allah Almighty talks about those who are doing wrong things. Okay? All right? And in the next ayah, Allah Almighty talks about those who do righteous deeds. Okay, now. وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ أُولَٰئِكَ أَصْحَابُ الْجَنَّةِ هُمْ فِيهَا خَالِدُونَ And those who have faith and do righteous deeds, they shall be the inhabitants of paradise. They shall remain in it forever. So, guys, one point I have to tell you. It's clear, okay? Those who do wrong things, they will go to?
Hell.
Hell. Those who do right things, they will go to?
Heaven.
This is something we deserve. Because Allah Almighty has set some rules. And the rules are going to lead us to perfection. So, if something is done just opposite to these rules, okay? If these rules are not followed, so of course, we will not get to perfection. So, when we do not get to perfection, of course, what is the next option?
Hell.
Disaster.
Yes.
Yes.
Unfortunately.
Now, so we, of course, will go to hell. But there is something. If someone does a bad thing, so Allah Almighty has given him a chance to perform repentance, to repent, okay, towards Allah Almighty. Okay, and he has to turn back to Allah Almighty. Tawbah, make tawbah. So if his tawbah is a tawbah that he promises that he will not do and he does not do it again, it will be acceptable and he will go to the heaven. He will be blessed by Allah Almighty. But if he continues doing the wrong things, of course, finally he becomes like a pharaoh, okay? The pharaoh in the water, he was sinking, okay? And he said, Oh God, amantu billah. I have believed now to Allah Almighty. Forgive me, please. Allah Almighty said, No, it's not the time. We had given you bunches, thousands of chances, but you didn't. So now it's not the time. So, then, we have one thing. If someone commits a sin intentionally by his own willingness, okay, he has the option to choose doing right deeds or wrong deeds. If he chooses the wrong deeds, okay, to do bad things, to commit sins, intentionally, of course, he will be punished for that. But if someone forces him to do something, forces him to do something, to commit sin, so in that case, you will not be punished. If you do not have your own will, okay, willingness, somebody forces you, puts a gun on you, okay, to tell a lie.
Satan kind of forces you. Shaitan kind of forces you.
Shaitan does not force you. Shaitan invites you. Inviting and forcing is two or different. Shaitan does not put a gun on your forehead. Do it. Do it. No. Just invites you. In the day of judgment, Shaitan will come there, okay? We will say, Oh God, Shaitan misled us. Shaitan will come. No, I didn't. I just invited them. 124,000 prophets and 12 imams came and invited you. You didn't accept their words. How did you accept my words? So it was you, your option.
قرآني نبض حياتي قرآني طهر ذاتي قرآني عصمة أمري قرآني طوق نجاتي قرآني نبض حياتي
How to learn Quran easy. What is the correct way to read the Quran?
What is the correct way to learn Arabic and understand the Quran? Be with Let's Recite the Quran.
So, guys, that's all about these two verses, okay? وَعَمِلُ الصَّالِحَاتِ أُولَٰئِكَ أَصْحَابُ الْجَنَّةِ هُمْ فِيهَا خَالِدُونَ So, inshallah, there are long discussions, but we will not get through. I will go to Tajweed Rus, inshallah. بَلَى مَنْ كَسَبَ سَيِّئَةً مَنْ نُنْ سَاكِنْ بَلَى is a word, okay, that tries to, for example, deny the thing which is before and approve a new thing. For example, they say that if some people say that we will not go to heaven, we will not go to hell, even if we commit sins. But if you say bala, it means no, you will go to hell if you commit sins. Did you get me?
Yes.
Someone says that even if I commit sins, I will not go to hell. But the Quran says bala, no, if you do it, you will go. Right? Bala man kasaba. Man kasaba nun sakin plus kaf. Make sure you do the ikhfa, but the ikhfa must be kind of clear that there is the letter kaf coming after nun sakin. Bala man kasaba. Right?
Yes.
Bala man kasaba sayyatan plus waw. Tanween plus waw. What rule is applied?
Idgham.
With ghunna or without ghunna?
With
ghunna. Sayyatan. Right. Wa ahatat. Ahatat.
Yes.
Make sure this ta, the letter ta, should not be so much obviously pronounced. Okay, like kind of this. Wa ahatat. Sound no. Wa ahatat. وَأَحَاطَتْ not sound. Okay?
Okay.
بِهِ خَطِيئَتُهُ خَطِيئَتُهُ too long vowel sounds. فَأُولَئِكَ this is wajib, yes?
Wajib
متصل. أَصْحَابُ النَّارِ صَلَى or صَلِي again tells you that
Better to continue,
but you have the option to stop here.
Yes.
Yeah? You can stop, but yep. Continuing is better.
Yeah.
هُمْ فِيهَا خَالِدُونَ مَدْ عَارِضْ لِلسُّكُونَ If you stop here, you prolong the sound. هُمْ فِيهَا خَالِدُونَ دون. While it is a natural mad, but you can prolong it. The next eye. Do you have any questions here?
No, sir.
Okay. وَالَّذِينَ آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات. We had a rule that if we have mad letter like u, a, e plus hamzatul wasl, hamzatul wasl of course will be skipped. So this mad sound will be skipped too.
Yeah.
وعملوا. We have waw mad u, and then hamzatul wasl الصالحات. So here we need join this together. وعملوا الصالحات. Look, lus, not loose. We don't have loose. Quickly change that mad letter to a short vowel sound. وَعَمِلُ الصَّالِحَاتِ أُولَٰئِكَ أَصْحَابُ الْجَنَّةِ نون مشدد. Make sure you produce a nasal sound. جَنَّةِ. Or if you stop here, جَنَّةِ.
Yes.
تَا مَرْبُوتَ will be changed to Ha and the harakat, whatever harakat it has, fatha kasra dhamma, or it has tanween fatha, tanween kasra, tanween dhamma, change it to sukun. If it has a sukun, it's great then.
Yeah.
Ashabul jannah, hum fiha khalidun. Look, in the previous ayah we had hum fiha khalidun. Here as well we have hum fiha khalidun. But some in the heaven, some in the hellfire. You have the option. Alright? In some verses of the Quran, we have that Allah Almighty says that shaitan leads you towards hellfire. Yes. Exactly, Allah Almighty says this. So make sure, okay? God forbid, if you go to hell, okay, make sure. Even if you fight Shaitan in that time, okay, Shaitan will deny everything. Shaitan is Shaitan, that's why. So, thank you so much. If you had any questions in Tajweed rules, make sure you listen again and practice and listen to our previous sessions, inshallah. And for the explanations, make sure, inshallah, you refer to the interpretations of the Quran Kareem. Thank you so much. See you. Please stay with us with the next coming sessions. Thanks to IRIB English Radio and Sevier International Schools Network. Do you have any questions?
No, sir.
Let's say bye-bye to all our friends. May Allah Almighty protect you all from all evils. والحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله على محمد وآله الطاهرين
اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد وأجل فرج
Arabic salawat اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد go on 1 2 3
اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد وأجل فرج
Let's recite the Quran, a joint production of IRIB English Radio and Sevier International Schools.
ذكر وموعظة ونور فيه شفاء للصدور وشفيعنا يوم النشور آياته تروي المدى وصفاته نبع الهدى نلقى الجنان بحبه لن تستقيم حياتنا إلا به هو القرآن والفرقان إليه تنصت الأكوان وفيه تعطر الآذان والقرآن
Ocean of Dua.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين ثم الصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وآله الطاهرين Hello everyone, brothers and sisters. I am Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi with you with another edition of the program, The Ocean of Dua. In this edition of the program, we'll have a glance at Kumail's supplication and we'll discuss a commentary on that. We'll be back in a few seconds, so stay tuned.
لكنك تقدست أسماءك أقسمت أن تملأها من الكافرين من الجنة والناس أجمعين وأن تخلد فيها المعاندين
Brothers and sisters, as you were previously with us, we have reached this excerpt of the Divine Kumail Supplication, in which the Commander of the Faithful, Imam Ali alayhi salam, says,
لَكِنَّكَ تَقَدَّسَتْ أَسْمَاؤُكَ أَقْسَمْتَ أَنْ تَمْلَأَهَا مِنَ الْكَافِرِينَ مِنَ الْجِنَّةِ وَالنَّاسِ أَجْمَعِينَ But you, holy are your names, have sworn that you will fill it with the unbelievers, both jinn and men. وَأَنْ تُخَلِّدَ فِيهَا الْمُعَانِدِينَ You will place those who stubbornly resist forever therein. وَأَنْتَ مَجَلَّ ثَنَاؤُكَ قُلْتَ مُبْتَدِئَ And you, majestic is your eulogy, said through kindness وَتَطَوَّلْتَ بِالْإِنْعَامِ مُتَكَرِّمَ And as a favor, أَفَمَنْ كَانَ مُؤْمِنًا كَمَنْ كَانَ فَاسِقًا لَا يَسْتَوُونَ What is he who has been a believer like him who has been ungodly? They are not equal. About the importance of differentiating between these two groups and the criterion related in this issue, we mentioned the importance of heart that as a result of committing sins, it will be disconnected from Almighty Allah, because it has two roles: receiving the light and giving out the light. And when a person has lost this state of heart, this soundness of the heart, it would be devoid of the power of receiving the divine light. This is the state of inqita'ul qalb. The Almighty Allah says, "Summun bukmun umyun fahum la yarji'un." Deaf, dumb, and blind, and they will not come back to the right path. A deaf and blind person, of course, such a person is unable to receive any call or light, and he is unable to speak as well. So this is what happens to that kind of heart if you are not from among the believers, if you are fasiq, if you have committed sins and you have not repented, if you are still continuing, persisting in your committing sins. So there are some factors that cause the obscurity of the heart, and this is what eventually differentiates between these two groups. لا يستبون, this verse says, they are not the same.
And had you not decreed your enemies to remain in hell, you would have made hell cool and peaceful, and there would never have been an abode or place for anyone in it. But sanctified be your name, you have sworn to fill hell with the disbelievers from amongst the jinns and mankind together, and to place forever your enemies therein. And you, exalted be your praises, have made manifest out of your generosity and kindness that a believer is not like he who is a non-believer.
Paradise, oh what a feeling, paradise, thank you. It's not a dream, this is so true. Feeling the peace all around, seeing things we can never imagine, hearing the sound of rivers flow, and we know we'll be here forever. The feeling is indescribable, knowing that this is our reward.
The ocean of dua.
So this is what the Holy Quran says about fasiqeen. They are not like the believers, because let us come up with an example here. A stone, it cannot receive any light, air, or water. It rejects all that comes toward it of these things, and subsequently, it does not give out any fruit. This is in contrary to that kind of fertile soil which produces fruits as a result of what it receives of light, air, and water, and other minerals. Similarly, this is how the heart becomes if its spiritual soundness is lost. It does not receive any light, it cannot give out any, and this is the state of complete obscurity, this is the state of complete inqita. This is the state of dead heart. Now, tell me, أَفَمَنْ كَانَ مُؤْمِنًا كَمَنْ كَانَ فَاسِقًا لَا يَسْتَوُونَ. They are not the same, they're different. This is the state in which the heart has lost all signs of life, because the life of the heart is depending on what it receives and what it gives out. So when it is not having this feature, it is devoid of life. Regarding the death of the heart, the Allah says, Indeed, Allah makes whomever He wishes to hear, and you cannot make those who are in the graves hear. So, this man that is starting to get closer to being a fasiq cannot hear completely the divine calls. The flaw is not in the strength of the call or in its delivery. He has done some things that now he is unable to hear because he is dead. It is in the ability of the dead to hear. This is the flaw. This is exactly the state of obscurity of the heart. And this is the state of disconnection from Allah, the Exalted. Now, this is one possible explanation of أَفَمَنْ كَانَ مُؤْمِنًا كَمَنْ كَانَ فَاسِقًا لَا يَسْتَوُونَ. Is he who has been a believer like him who has been ungodly? They're not equal. And this is all aside from the kind of result the Almighty Allah has set and prepared for mu'min and fasiq. All things we discussed throughout these couple of programs and episodes up to now about the differentiation between mu'min and fasiq, they are all from the aspect of their innate result. We're not discussing the kinds of chastisement and blessing the Almighty Allah has prepared for the fasiq and mu'min. Thank you for staying with us, dear listeners. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Thank you, dear listeners of IRIB English, for listening to us. If you have any question regarding our programs, feel free to email us at englishradio@irib.ir. Also visit our website at parstoday.com. Until the next program, take care and goodbye. Allah, ya Allah, guide me all the way to your Jannah. Ya Allah. I need you by my side. I wish to be close to you through all my life. Ya Allah, oh Allah, be with me all the way.
Our voice comes from the heart of beautiful Iran. English Radio.
IRIB English Radio presents
Viewpoints.
The presence of different scholars.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum to you, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio Kalavaslam page. We're welcome to another episode of the program Viewpoints. I'm Atta, the host of this program. Sayyid Mohsen Naghvi and Shaykh Rouhani are two guest speakers from the Islamic House of Qom for today's discussion. Sayyid Mohsen, assalamu alaikum.
Alaykum assalam wa rahmatullah.
And Shaykh Rouhani, assalamu alaikum.
Assalamu alaykum wa rahmatullah.
So how Lady Fatima Zahra's lifestyle can be a model for women in today's world?